Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this is the Shovavim series, a special release of tools and principles to help increase self-understanding and control for a life of elevated Kedusha. We spoke about this four-part cycle that happens for most people when they engage in a behavior that they don't want to do, but they find themselves repeating. And so the four stages we spoke about are preoccupation, and that's what we spent the past few videos talking about when a person is caught in a thought loop and obsessively ruminating and preoccupied by a specific thought, a specific urge, and a desire. And then there's the ritualization stage, which is when a person starts to inch closer and closer to that behavior. And then the compulsive behavior, so that's kind of that quantum leap to now fully engage in the behavior. And then lastly, the despair, which follows the compulsive behavior, which then brings a person back to the beginning of the cycle, to the preoccupation. So like I said, we spoke the past few videos about the preoccupation stage. I want to talk a little bit in this video about the ritualization. So as we described a few videos ago, ritualization means when a person in their mind, they know they don't want to do that final behavior, or a part of them knows that, while obviously a part of them does want to do that final behavior, but a part of them does not. And so in their mind, they're not just going to go straight to that behavior because there's this part of them that says, no, I don't want to do this. And they have enough awareness and enough consciousness and enough self kind of self-control, let's say, to say that I'm not just going to go do that. So instead, what happens is that the person starts inching closer. And each step of the way of inching closer, they start to push past a certain barrier and then another certain barrier. And that's a slow build, which eventually brings them to that tipping point where there's that quantum leap. So in the ritualization stage, one of the things that can be really helpful to realize is that along with the continued behaviors of inching closer and closer towards the actual final behavior, along the way with those behaviors, there is almost always a thought process that goes along with that. And the thought process is almost always a version of some sort of rationalization. The rationalization can take place in a number of ways, and realizing that we are always making that next step, we're moving that next inch by creating some sort of excuse, some sort of way of convincing ourselves that this makes sense, that this is okay. Otherwise, we wouldn't do it. But we only do that one tiny step at a time. So realizing the thought processes that we have, the rationalizations that live in our minds, can be very helpful, because if we're more aware of them, if we can notice them and we can name them and we can see them for what they are ways of justifying my taking another inch and then justifying again another inch. So what I want to do in this video is I want to explain to you some of the typical categories of the types of rationalizations, the types of ways that we justify that next inch and then that next inch. So there are a number of different general categories, and what would be really valuable would be for you to think about, what is my particular version of this? What is the most common one for me? So here are some of the typical types of rationalizations. So one is rationalizing, or otherwise put intellectualizing. And what I mean by that, those two could be slightly different, but to put them into a broader category, what I mean by that is, for example, somebody who says to themselves, this isn't so bad for me, right? This is actually, there's good reason to do this, this next step. You know, I know a lot of people say it's bad, and I know that, you know, there's a lot of people who look down on this, but there's no reason for me not to be able to do that. It's not a problem for me. I come up with a way of explaining to myself that it's actually not a problem. That's the rationalizing and the intellectualizing. I come up with a way of explaining that for me, this actually makes sense. For me, I actually have the self-control, or for me, this is actually a valuable type of, you know, thing to do. Whatever that next inch is, I rationalize it and I intellectualize it. Another very common form of rationalization is minimizing. So it's not that I'm explaining to myself that for me it's good or for me it makes sense, but it's that I'm minimizing the thing to begin with. Oh, this is nothing. oh, you should see what my friend is doing. Or if you saw what this other guy at the conference is doing, or if you knew what, you know, these other people are doing, what I hear other people do, or what I know someone does, compared to that, what I'm doing is nothing. Or compared to what I once did, this is nothing. So I minimize it by engaging in comparison and contrasting it to other people who are worse. And I justify my own behaviors by minimizing the significance of it. Another form of minimizing doesn't have to be by way of comparison. It can just be minimizing. You know, it's only once in a while, or this is just another, you know, this is just tiny. This is not something significant, right? And so I minimize the level of what's going on. Another form is uniqueness. A person who says to themselves when they're engaging and moving another inch along is focusing on their own uniqueness, the uniqueness of their situation. Right, so they might say something to themselves of, "Well, you know, it's not my fault. My wife is unavailable, or it's not my fault that I am traveling right now, and so I don't have an outlet, or it's not, you know, whatever my uniqueness is, or I had such an impossibly hard day. I need this. I need a break." Or, "I had such an amazing day. I worked so hard and I accomplished something incredible. I deserve this." Right, one way or the other. Sometimes it's the uniqueness and the explanation of moving this inch by focusing on how hard something was, how difficult something was, or by focusing on how amazing something was, and now I've earned it, right? And so it can go one way or the other. That's another form of the rationalizing. Another version is hopelessness or helplessness. I can't control it anyway. There's no way that I'm going to actually overcome this. There's no way that I could actually deal with this. I have no ability. I have no hope. There's nothing I can do. And when I say that to myself, so again, I have another justification of moving forward. And the last version is rationalizing by actually almost not even engaging in rationalizing. What I mean by that is compartmentalizing. I'm just going to avoid it. I'm going to not even think about it. I'm just going to compartmentalize my life. That's over there. My morals, my commitments, my marriage, my spirituality, that's over there. And I'm over here right now. And this is something else I'm not even really thinking about. I'm completely compartmentalizing. These are different versions. These are just some examples. What's really helpful is to become very, very familiar with your own version of how you rationalize. And along the way in the ritualization, there's always rationalizations. So becoming, the more you become familiar with your version of rationalizing, the more that you'll see it when it's happening, and you can catch it, and you can name it, and you can try and reroute it. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.